You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
For CJLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. Concordia University's Board of Governors voted to increase tuition this week. Here's Luca Caruso-Moro with more.
Late afternoon, Tuesday. It's warm and breezy, one of the first real days of summer. Most students have gone home for the holidays, but what you're hearing now are the ones that stuck around.
Tuition hikes have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho. Tuition hikes have got to go, hey, hey, ho, ho.
Outside Concordia's GM building, they're here to send a message to Concordia. The Board of Governors are about to vote on whether or not to raise tuition. That's a choice that's new for Quebec universities, and international students might be hit the hardest. That's because earlier this year, Quebec promised to stop providing grants for most international students. And according to Concordia, that means $6.6 million less annually. To make up for that, the province has deregulated the amount of money universities are allowed to charge international students. CSU Finance Coordinator John Hutton.
The administration is able to increase fees on international students, and they're doing exactly what we expected they would do, which is a money grab.
Now, not all international students are treated equally. Students from France and Belgium, who make up about 3% of the student body, pay the same rates as domestic students. That's because those countries hold special status within Quebec. They're considered parts of the global francophonie, or a group of countries culturally tied together by the French language. Some have criticized that distinction, as it doesn't include certain French-speaking countries such as Tunisia or Haiti. Here's international graduate student Tamir Baran Roy.
We are treated really bad way, really different and separatist mindset that we are separate from these students. Why? Why? We are sitting in the class, we are doing the class together, doing research together. Why we will be separated, fees will be increased, because there is no voice.
The protest has moved inside, filling stairs and cramped hallways which quickly become hot and humid as the shouts of protesters echo through the building. It's 6 o'clock. The meeting is done, and the verdict is out. The hikes were approved, a nearly unanimous vote. Protesters make their way down to meet board members at the elevators, and as the board members begin to emerge, they're met with boos and more chants. When asked, they don't provide comment, except one.
My name is Sophie Huff-Martin, H-O-U-G-H hyphen M-A-R-T-I-N. I'm the outgoing general coordinator of the CSU.
And so, what happened today?
Well, today, as I'm the only voting undergraduate member of the Board of Governors, so there was a vote on deregulation and a tuition fee framework for international students starting in the fall of 2019.
Thank you. From the way you smile to the way you look, you capture me unlike no other. From the first hello, yeah, that's all it took. And suddenly we had each other, and I won't leave you. Always be true. 1 + 1, 2 for life, over and over again. So don't ever think I need more. I've got the one to live for. No one else will do, and I'm telling you, just put your heart in my hands. Promise it won't get broken. We'll never forget this moment. Yeah, we'll stay brand new, 'cause I love you over and over again. Over and over again. From the heat of night to the break of day, I'll keep you safe and hold you forever. And the sparks will fly, will never fade, 'cause every day gets better and better. And I won't leave you. Always be true. 1 + 1, 2 for life. Don't ever think I need more. I've got the one to live for. No one else will do. Yeah, I'm telling you, just put your heart in my hands. I promise it won't get broken. We'll never forget this moment. Yeah, we'll stay brand new, 'cause I love you. I'll love you over and over again. So don't ever think I need more. I've got the one to live for. No one else will do. Yeah, I'm telling you, just put your heart in my hands. Promise it won't get broken. We'll never forget this moment. Yeah, we'll stay brand new.
Welcome to CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. We are the Audio Pen Pals, and this is DJ Big Peter, and I will be the one running the show today.
I am DJ Julie Perry.
I am DJ Claudia Rock.
I am DJ Gundam C Destiny.
I'm DJ Jerry.
DJ Grills. We also got a shout out for DJ Tambourine, who couldn't be here today. He's out west and doing his thing, but we'll give him a shout out, and to his parents as well.
And he'll be coming back by the end of July. Didn't he say that?
Well, we'll see about that, you know. We'll welcome him back whenever it happens. So what do we got on the... Oh yeah, we got the show today, which is brought to you by the Concordia Council for Student Life. So say thank you for you know, sponsoring us as usual. And as always, you know, we're looking for new members to spread out our team and to come and visit us. So if you want to be a DJ on the Audio Pen Pals, come and try a audition with us. You know, you can come in and be on the show, be a guest for the day, and see how you like it. You can reach us at audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com or call us or text us here in the studio at 514-848-7471. What do you think, guys?
Yep. We can never have too many guests.
Also, in that, vein, we just recently celebrated Global Accessibility Day. So let's have a round of applause for that.
Woo!
So tell me, what does global accessibility mean to you?
We can do more.
And also acceptance. And also, like, make places, like, more wheelchair accessible.
And we can get elevators accessible to people. And wheelchairs and ramps that we always wanted.
And just, like, just make it, like, make it more, like, disability friendly, you know? Like, it should be accepting to the physically handicapped, too, not just the mentally handicapped.
That's a very good point to make. I think for those who have been following along with this in the news, then they might have noticed we have the federal government passing Canada's first national accessibility legislation. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. I think it would be great.
If I could read from Sudbury.com, disabled Canadians declared a partial victory Thursday, hours after the government voted to enact Canada's first national accessibility law, calling it a major step forward while cautioning that more work was still needed to ensure it achieves its goal. So advocacy works. Just keep pushing the good word out there and keep fighting hard to make the world a more accessible place, and it can happen.
Like, we have to, like, we can't just dream it. We have to work together.
You know, they put on theater shows now where the lights, they leave them on a little bit for people who need a little bit of light in the darkness. And if you need to walk up and down the aisles and maybe talk for a bit, you're allowed to do that too. You won't get kicked out.
That's true. They do. Yeah.
What are some other examples of accessibility?
Like somebody needing a ramp.
Bingo.
Oh, another thing. Like, always letting the person with the wheelchair go first. Please don't cut in front of them.
Yeah, of course. Always let the wheelchair go first.
Or help them first.
Or ask them first.
Yeah, ask to see if they want help. Those are all the right answers in the same way.
You always should ask for help. Always ask the person before doing it.
Well, yeah, I mean, think of it like the person's wheelchair is an extension of their body, and you wouldn't just touch their body without asking.
Because it's also a thing of personal space. They have it too.
And if you think about it, there's not everywhere that a wheelchair can go. I mean, a ramp, for it to even be legal, has to be 12 inches out for every 1 inch it goes down. And there needs to be 30 centimeters to every doorway for space to get through. So that's why you should always let them go first, because they can't just go anywhere.
Nope. And like think about it. They'll have trouble opening a door. Then maybe do the kind thing. We could help them.
I really agree with your sentiment on that.
But sometimes they don't want your help. That's the thing.
Yeah, of course. But you know what? Never let fear that somebody's not going to want your help stop you from offering it in the first place.
Like somebody that has one arm, okay, for example. Well, they might have both arms, but they can't use one arm, I'm saying.
Okay, so say they only have the use of one arm.
Yeah. So you're going to say, well, I'm not going to just sit there and not help that person.
No, you're going to ask them if they need help.
Yeah.
Even if, for some reason, the same person was going to leave, the person jumping would always go to the door, then ask, would you like me to help you? Either way, it still works.
Yes, and I know somebody that has one arm, anyways, who had both her arms, and then she can't use one arm. But that's not the point. The point is that no matter where you go, you're going to find somebody that can't use something.
Exactly.
Like,
and I had a I worked with somebody from the age of 4 years old until she graduated. Well, until I graduated, and then she ended up not needing any crutches, anything anymore. She's now walking like a normal person. You wouldn't even know that she has a disability.
Well, we like to say here on the Audio Pen Pals that every type of person is normal, but I'm glad to hear that your friend has overcome their mobility issues.
Like, you wouldn't even know, because she, when I known her, she was where she had a walker, she had braces on her feet and arm, and then by the time I left, she wasn't having all those.
Well, we also have very special news here. It seems to me that Charlie made some new dog friends.
Right, you are. Yesterday, my mother took him to a park, and then he just made, and then he started to like to sniff the other dogs, just to get him an idea of who he wants to play with. Then he made a new friend, you know, like he was playing with the other dogs and stuff. And then this one dog he recognized in my neighborhood, so he played with him.
So it's almost like he's going to be looking forward to going back to that dog park in the future, right?
Oh, yes. He loves dog parks, and he loves playing with other dogs.
We're happy to hear that. And you also had
the spaghetti dinner?
Yeah, right before we go to commercial there, I just wanted to say that DJ Gundam Seed Destiny and I, we attended the spaghetti dinner, Viva il Centro, in support of the Center for the Arts and Human Development.
It's lasagna.
What did you think of that, Pete?
Great.
Very good cause and a very warm evening in support of a very, I don't know what you say, a very helpful foundation, the Center for the Arts and Human Development.
And I heard from Lenore faithfully that, oh, it was overcrowded, overbooked, through everything in the things you said.
Well, if I could reframe that, it almost sounds like the type of fundraiser that you'd want to be overcrowded. It just means more tickets got sold, right?
No. Apparently, when she said it, it happened to be that she needed more space.
Well, maybe someone can donate a bigger space for upcoming events.
And I think I'll tell the later one in the future.
We're looking forward to that. So, join us for a commercial, which will come after a song. Stay tuned. This is Audio Pen Pals.
shit. I'm too busy picking my next outfit, cause I gotta look fly at all times, no days off. Yeah, I'm working every night. Take a break when a girl wants to come by, then I'm back at it, just like that. With a doobie and a home-cooked meal, the beat so fire, the lyrics so real. Take another break so I can hit the gym. I mean, I've made 3 songs today already. And I don't give no fucks what you say about me.
I don't give no fucks about it. Got my head and my shoulders on it. I don't give no, I don't give no. I don't give no fucks about it. Got my head and my shoulders on it. I don't give no, I don't give no. I don't give no fucks about it. Got my head and my shoulders on it. I don't give no, I don't give no. I don't give no fucks about it. Got my head.
Avant-garde beasts from the Middle East are coming to Montreal for Suwonee Per Il Popolo Festival. Don't miss this rare chance to see the Dwarfs of East Aguza, a Cairo-based collective featuring beloved and prolific Montreal expat Sam Shalabi, Alan Bishop of Sun City Girls fame, and Egyptian composer Maurice Luca. Opening the show will be the Beirut-based electroacoustic noise duo Two or the Dragon. Get your tickets now for Dwarfs of East Aguza and Tour the Dragon, June 5th at La Sala Rosa. Check out suoniperlpopolo.org for details.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Tune in to Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM every Thursday from 11 AM to 12 PM. listen to Fatal Attraction, CJLO's very own cesspool of weird YouTube videos and bad advice. And sometimes I interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
This is the Audio Pen Pals. This is DJ Big Peter.
Okay.
This is Claudia Rocks.
This is DJ Julie Perry.
This is DJ Gundam C Destiny.
This is DJ Jerry.
And this is DJ Grills. We are joined on the air right now by a very, very special guest DJ for the day. Welcome, DJ David.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
You're welcome.
As some of our listeners may or may not know, we've been trying to get David as a guest on the show for a very long time because he's a huge advocate in the community, and he has even written a book about it, if I'm not much mistaken.
I've written one on fundraising.
What is that book entitled?
It's to teach people how to raise money and to go and see people and ask them if they would like to donate money, like if they want to donate money to MS or to Concordia Shuffle or to Special Olympics or any events that's out there that people would ask for you to help out in.
That sounds like a very good idea.
It is.
And very generous, too.
It is, and that's what I do yearly.
How many books are you going to make, David Allen?
Right now, I am supposed to be working on another book, but I have a manual that is made, and I just need to print it on how to teach people to bowl.
And can I ask you a question? What is the purpose of making books?
For me, it's the purpose of making books so people could read it. And if they buy it, you could use most of the money to donate it to different charities, and you could save the rest to make other copies.
Sounds like a very good cause.
It is.
So you can, like, donate to other cause too, right, David?
Yes.
So what are the secrets to fundraising that some people might not know?
Well, most people I have spoken to have said, oh, I can't do it because they don't have the good approach to talking to people for asking for money. And I have done it for years by going up and saying my name, the organization I'm doing it for, would you like to give sponsor or not? I give them the option.
Dave?
Yeah?
What would happen if, for some unknown reason, they wanted to join an event, i.e. the one we're both going to on the 15th of the month of June?
I.e., they would have to, like, call Susan for Susan to give them Kathy Jones' phone number because she's the one so far is in charge of the numbers of the people.
And what was the event we're doing?
We're doing a walk-run event because Ultramar Company, over 3 years, gave us $23,000.
So, what did they give you guys most of the time? As in, items to wear or whatever?
Well, they haven't done that yet until that day.
I was referring to years before that day.
I've never done the walk with them.
Whoops.
Years ago. It's the first time I'm doing it, but they told us to wear a red and black Saints hat and a red shirt with the black writing.
Well, terrific. And what else could people do?
If they come to the Agron Park, they could probably donate or volunteer for the day.
And can people run and run too?
Yeah, they could run if they want to because it's a walk and run event.
Just between everybody listening and us, mm-hmm, as a group, what time does the event start?
The one on the 15th is supposed to start at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And what time were Special Olympics people supposed to be there?
They said they wanted us to be there for 9, but they didn't really tell us specifically if it's 9 o'clock or later.
How can the event and us be at the same time? That's the wondering question no one figured out.
I know. On the paper, it just says 9 o'clock across from the metro entrance in the park.
One question. No one figures out where the entrance to the event is. Ha, ha.
You just have to ask, I guess, somebody who knows where it is and they'll direct us.
Oh, and then what location is it taking an event? Like downtown or what location?
It's in La Salle, across from Yaguan Metro, the event is.
It's in Anguillon Park, basically where the bird sanctuary is.
Okay.
Are they still looking for people to push wheelchairs?
Really, I don't know. You would have to call Susan and ask Susan to give you Kathy Jones' number because she's the one that was taking numbers and stuff like that. But there might be.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
What does Cafe Joe have to do with it?
Kathy Jones is one of the coaches that is in charge of us when we go to do the walk over on the 15th of June.
Oh, okay.
She's the coordinator for this.
Assistant coordinator.
All right, so that all sounds like lots of good news.
She wanted me to do it.
That's going to bring us into our next segment. So I was wondering if, you know, if you had a song that you'd like us to play on the air?
No.
Or any last words you'd like to leave us with?
No.
We'd love to have you as a guest to come back in the future. Thank you very much for coming and joining us. We have, you know, our very own huge supporter, author, and philanthropist, David Allen. So you're always welcome here on the Audio Pen Pals. Thank you very much for your time.
And well, fundraiser.
And you're welcome.
So take care, and we will speak again soon.
Okay.
All the best. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
my head to my feet, yeah.
The 33rd edition of Festival International Nuit d'Afrique invites you on a worldwide musical journey from July 9th to 21st. During 13 days, discover more than 700 artists from Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America at the biggest world music gathering. See the complete schedule and take advantage of our show packages at festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 6090 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Pull me in.
And welcome back, listeners. We are the Audio Pen Pals on CJLO 1690 AM Montreal. I'm DJ Big Peter.
I'm DJ Claudia Rock.
I am DJ Julia Perry.
I am DJ Gundan C. Destiny.
I am DJ Jerry.
And Grill.
So, Julie.
Yes.
Let me try that again. So, Julie, what else did you do?
We understand there was a photo shoot day.
Yes, right you are. On June 8th, there is a photo shoot day, a movie teaser about our upcoming production, Saving Marvel. And, like, how it's going to go, we're going to be filmed and, like dance, doing some dances and stuff, dancing to music and stuff, and just like little five second videos.
And just to be clear, in case some people were to ask, which company is this for?
I Can Dream Theater.
That's amazing.
As I mentioned.
So are they going to be, so has it been filmed already, this film?
Nope, it's going to be filmed, it's going to be filmed on June 8th. Like, on June 8th is our photo shoot day.
Oh, great. So we won't miss the release of that.
Oh, no, you won't. And also, like, just, it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. I'm going to be having a photo shoot.
That sounds amazing. I think before we say goodbye to our viewers, there's a little story we wanted
to... Oh, we forgot to mention about acceptance.
Yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about acceptance and how it relates to perceptions. So, other people's perceptions and not seeing their point of view. What do you think about that?
I just think it's just disgusting that people are so quick to judge on other people's actions. Like, they should see things like, well, they should be more open-minded. Like, they think like, well, maybe the person has autism.
I very much agree with you.
Or, if we tied it to the first subject, if you ask someone if you can open the door, they could say, no, I can do it myself. No, you don't need to do it. No, you... Finish the line, Julie, please?
No, you don't have to help, you know?
Because by the time you ask... You're being felt like, in a nice term, sad.
Sad, yes.
Regretting it, and or...
I like to say that, like, okay, people might say, oh, I don't, like, I need some help here. Can you please help me? Or sometimes you'll just go and say... Oh, can I help you there? And this person might say, well, maybe it's not a good time. Can you try later? And I'll say, well, I came now. Maybe for me it's a good time, but not for you. Sometimes it's not good for that person, but it's good for you.
Another thing, like, how people act, you know, like, most people...
Yeah, when people are acting, it's like, I like to say, Julie, that okay, you gotta know when people are really saying the truth about it, or they're just playing you.
So going back to what Julie was saying...
And, like, it's like, people, it's ridiculous, you know, like, they always just assume that other people are being rude on purpose, like... It may not be their fault that they're rude. It could be their disability.
That's why I'd like to teach everybody about something called a perception check. And I think it's a pretty important tool to use because a lot of, inacceptance comes from not understanding people's perceptions. So next time you see a behavior that would normally make you judge, instead of that, you could try this. Explain to the person that you've noticed a certain behavior and then offer them possible possibilities as
or
to
positive
why.
Outcomes.
Yeah, never take for granted that the reason somebody is doing something is is to hurt or offend, you always give them a chance to explain themselves and not jump to conclusions.
Like,
try to understand their perception.
Like I always say, there should always be a positive outcome, not a negative outcome, because if you give them a negative outcome, they're always going to notice the negative, not the positive.
And plus, another thing is, also, when you meet someone, tell them right away what you have so they can understand and, like, have empathy.
Yeah, I think people should feel free. I mean, if they feel comfortable to do so, you can disclose that to your friends.
And I agree. Even if you're, what's the word? If you're in a relationship and that person doesn't know that the way you are, you should tell them and not hold that back.
In what sense?
Like, okay, let's say you're having a bad day. You should tell that person that you're having a bad day and not leave it behind.
Yeah, you should tell them. You should not keep it from them. You should tell the truth. You shouldn't go telling lies to them.
Because people don't like lies. In fact, like, honesty is a true value, you know?
Yes, honey.
Like honesty is the key to life.
So if anybody has any words they'd like to leave us on today,
let's leave on a positive note, saying that we're gonna be positive and no negativity.
And you can always catch us again in 2 weeks on this very network, CJLO, 1690 AM. Audio Pen Pals were brought to you by the
Life
Concordia Council for Student Life. Yes, we got it. So stay tuned for the Groove Masters Hour, which will be coming up very shortly. If you have any requests for us, this is the time to get them in. 514-848-7471. We're always welcome to...
And I think Jerry has one last thing to say.
Before interact.
And if some people wanted to, let's say, become DJs on the station or our show or whatever,
contact us on Facebook or Gmail, audiopenpals.cjlo@gmail.com. Holler at us.
Yeah. And then that's it. And I will say goodbye from Claudia Rocks.
Goodbye. We're logging out.
Goodbye from DJ Julie Perry. I hope our fans have a wonderful weekend.
I agree with Julie, and bye from DJ Jerry.
This is DJ Big Peter signing off, and you've been listening to the Audio Pen Pals, tuning in from CJLO, 1690 AM Montreal. Edu jibe magia ya wano dana he quidona quidona ya wano dana edu jibe magia.
For CGLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly. Concordia University's Board of Governors voted to increase tuition this week. Here's Luca Caruso-Moro with more.
Late afternoon, Tuesday. It's warm and breezy, one of the first real days of summer. Most students have gone home for the holidays, but what you're hearing now are the ones that stuck around. Outside Concordia's GM building, they're here to send a message to Concordia. The Board of Governors are about to vote on whether or not to raise tuition. That's a choice that's new for Quebec universities, and international students might be hit the hardest. That's because earlier this year,